February 25th, 2004. We're in Cimarron, Kansas, and I'll be interviewing Russ Monaco about his experiences during World War II. Okay. Where were you born and raised?
Cimarron.
Cimarron?
I was born in Cimarron, and well, north of here, but my address was Cimarron.
Okay. Would you want to say how old you are today?
Beg your pardon?
How old you are today?
I'll be, I'm 85, I'll be 86 a month from today.
At the time of World War II, did you have a job?
I was working, yes.
Can you say what it was?
Well, I was working in a service station.
Okay. At the time of World War II, were you involved with or married to someone?
No, I was involved with my wife, but I mean, we weren't married then.
Okay. What was her name?
Allie Joanne.
At the time of World War II, how many people were in your family?
There was 9 children living. 2 have passed on.
Okay. Where were you living at that time?
Cimarron.
Can you describe one of your earliest memories of World War II?
Yes. We went up to the Aleutian Islands on a patrol run, and our first experience was getting depth charged and stuff like that. We attacked 3 ships and just sunk 2 of them and damaged 1 of them, and the remaining ships depth charged us. But due to a temperature gradient, which is a warm layer of water between 2 cold layers, their pings bounced off of that cold layer or warm layer, and they gave them a false greeting, and they depth charged the spot about a half a mile away, and while we were just laying still and debating them.
During this time, what problems did you face?
Just the Japanese.
How did you cope with these problems?
Well, probably just outdid them, I guess, is the only way I'd know how to describe them. They were good people, or, you know, good fighters and everything like that, but we just outnumbered them with our weapons. We had better weapons, better ships. We evaded them by going deep and to avoid their depth charges. Depth charges are set to go off at a certain depth, and if you get below that, well, then they blow up. A radio explosion blows up, and if you're below that, well, it just makes noise. Lots of it.
What did people do for fun at this time?
We should do well in the Navy. When we come into port, we'd come in for what they call a refit. They worked on the boat and repaired things and everything like that. And we just partied, and that's all there was to do. And Hawaii is where we come into. And the men outnumbered the women so much, it was just about a ratio of 30 or 40 men to 1 woman. And it was just impossible to have any kind of a relationship.
Can you describe an experience from this time that you had?
Well, one of the experiences that scared us all was we dove one morning off the coast of Japan, and the hatch flew open as we went underwater. It would, a younger sailor tried to close it and didn't get it closed properly, and we flooded a lot of machinery and had to go out and repair it. Took us about 3 days before we got things to where we could go back in again and work on them.
How did World War II change your life?
Well, just it took 6 years out of my life. I had to, when I enlisted, it had to be for 6 years, and it just took 6 years out of my life. I come back and I started farming again. But the war was over.
What kind of news were they showing at that time?
Oh, you say news? Well, just war stories every place. Everybody had a story to tell, and you know, the papers and the movies and everything just made a field day out of it. There's plenty of stuff to be told, and they told it, you know, as best they could.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about World War II?
Well, one time in World War II, there were seven out of our family in the service, three Army nurses and one soldier and three of us in the Navy, and my parents never ever got any recognition for having seven out of the family in the service at one time. And that's about the only thing, you know, that I could think of is I did receive two medals in World War II, which I have here if you would like to see them. They're in this bag. I give them to Matt, and I got them back the other day, so we can see them. And these others are just little medallions they gave me for, like, Atlantic Ocean being there and being in the Pacific Ocean and different things like that. But it's not necessarily
numbers they're after. What was one of your main jobs during World War II?
I was a motor machinist, mate. I run the diesel engines, four large engines, and then had to take care of the air conditioning and the hydraulics and stuff like that.
Do you remember how you felt the day you heard you were going to war?
We knew we was going, we didn't know when, and we were headed towards Pearl Harbor on a new submarine, the Finback, and when we got in there on a Tuesday after they attacked on Sunday, and it was a horrible mess. The bodies, oil, and ships being down, and things like that. It, you just couldn't imagine the destruction and all that it had caused on the 7th.
How long were you on a submarine?
6 years. I stayed on Finback for the first, I made 8 patrol runs on the Finback, and they decided that was enough, and they sent me back to do construction, and then I never did get back to war. I got started again, but the war ended fall. I was back here on and going to school and stuff like that to do both. The war ended, which is fine with me.
Okay. I think that's all I have.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming up to ask me those things. Because, you know, we were supposed to be the silent service, believe it or not. They didn't. When we come home on leave, they instruct us not to tell our folks anything. You know, and of course we didn't get to come home on leave very often, but they were pretty strict about that. You just kept your mouth shut, and which is hard for me to do, but that's the way it went. I can't think of anything else. I mean, I did get to go into Australia once, which was great. It was wonderful liberty, and just the Australians are wonderful people. I mean, They just couldn't do enough for us because we was doing so much for them. That's about all. It's an experience, you know. You wouldn't hate to go through it again, but you wouldn't take anything for it. I'm glad you did after you went in. That's about all I can think of, Tracy. There's probably a lot of million other things, but you know, as soon as you walk out the door, I'll think of them like this.
I think that's a thing. I think that would be a thing.
Okay.